today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, the Viking Sky is evacuating hundreds of passengers after engine trouble leaves it drifting in the North Atlantic. Some Vegas resorts are selectively cutting resort fees in an attempt to lure business, and Chick-fil-A has been banned from the San Antonio airport. Details coming up next.
The identity and credit card theft rate is higher among those of us who travel, and that's perhaps because we expose ourselves to the hazards of the internet more often. And at 3:20, our very own travel guy talks about how he was hacked this week and what you can learn from his mistake.
It has been a long week. What with new credit cards, passwords, phony charges, stolen points. Hopefully I can help you avoid some of that. What are the five things you should take with you on a flight, on an airline flight? Help us complete the list with your phone call. Did I mention there are prizes? Yes, there are prizes. That's coming up at 3:35.
And at 3:50, we dig into the mailbag and answer some of your travel questions about river cruises this time around, as well as pets on cruises and how to complain to an airline.
It's a marginally spectacular Sunday in Sacramento. At least it's not raining. And we genuinely thank you for joining us on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I've got two tickets to paradise.
North to Alaska. I go north to Russia's own.
All I want from them and man.
I come from a land long land. I bless the rains down in Africa.
Get your kicks.
Welcome, my friends, to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys. I hope your week has been a fabulous one. You're doing well. Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano here with you. We're the Travel and Entertainment Guys, and you can follow along with all that we talk about at TravelGuysRadio.com. And welcome to the program. And Mark, good to see you. It's been a week since we've been here annoying people for a full hour on a Sunday afternoon.
I like that.
We're back.
I like that. It's a memorable T-shirt I didn't get to share with you from spring training.
Yeah.
Baseball. It was baseball is like church. Many attend, few understand. So I thought that was pretty good.
That's
That'll
good.
Probably
I like
get
that.
Me in trouble with a lot of people out there on a Sunday afternoon. But
yeah, speaking of baseball, you got to be pretty excited. This is the week.
Opening day is coming.
It is. The opening day is coming in just a few days.
And the Giants and the A's are playing baseball right now as we speak down in the Bay Area. They'll be playing tomorrow night and Tuesday night. And then the season opens on Thursday. Of course, for the A's, the season opened in Japan about a week ago.
That had to have been an interesting trip. I was listening to the broadcast with the A's, and this is travel-related and baseball-related. Kind of cool. They went there, and they played like four games. And from what I understand, they had a lot of tours and entertainment, and they went places, and they did things when they weren't playing ball. And they were like, you know, can you imagine you're on your feet probably all day and going to great places and seeing things you've never seen before, and then having to come out and stand out on the field for 2.5 hours playing a ball game? They had to have been kind of exhausted.
Bottom line is they lost twice, too. That had to be making a long for a long. You want to win at least one of those, because otherwise that trip, you know, at the end of a road trip, if you haven't had a good road trip, you're a professional sports team, especially a baseball team. You go on the road for 10 days, you lose 8 of them. That, especially if you lose the last one, that flight back home takes forever to come home. So I can only imagine going to Japan for 2 days. You're right. Maybe they were entertained, but they're 0-2 any way you look at it. And so it's not really the way that you want to start the season. The Red Sox, the world champion Red Sox, are coming to town to play the A's next week. The Yankees are going to be in town to play the Giants before the month of April is out. So, yes, baseball season is here, and we might even have some baseball weather if we're, you know, we wait until June or July.
There
the temperature will be up in the 70s if we're lucky.
All righty. This is a travel show, so we better get to it. There's been a lot of stuff in the news. Folks have seen and heard a lot about some of the things that we're going to talk about, so let's get to it. The top of every Travel Guys program, we bring you up to date on the travel news. Mark, what's up?
Well, here we are. The MAX 8 update. American Airlines says they're canceling 90 flights a day because of the 737 MAX grounding. Southwest Airlines says they're canceling about 4% of their schedule. Let's do some quick math. That'd be about 150 flights a day for Southwest. So if you're flying on Southwest or American, these flights are being canceled ahead of time. So in general, they're contacting you. But it doesn't hurt to have the airline's app on your phone, or at least have access to it on a computer and check it every 2 or 3 days, because these things are a little bit fluent. Okay, big travel story of the weekend has been the cruise ship that is floating off the coast of Norway. They now have some power, and for all I know, they may be back into port by now. They got one of the engines firing, and when I last checked an hour and a half ago, they were talking about getting the engine propulsion problems that they had that they experienced, the getting on top of those and being able to get the ship into port. What happened, Tom, is there's 1,300 people on this ship off the Norway coast. They lose power, so they have no way to go anywhere, and they're in a huge storm. And so the ship is being thrown all over the place. I mean, there's videos that you can look online, travelguysradio.com. We have one of them. Furniture is moving around on the decks and inside everything because the ship is tossing about. Water has gotten in because some things have broken, and water has gotten where it's not supposed to. The ship's not in danger of any sinking, but I wouldn't want to be on board there in a life jacket, and they're moving one person at a time off the ship by helicopter and taking them, you know, like a bag of goods and taking them over to the shore.
And of course, that's going to take quite a while.
Oh, and I'll bet that's just a real thrill. I mean, you know, you're a 74-year-old lady from Phoenix, and you're out on a cruise ship, and they tell you that you're going to be taken off the ship in a helicopter in a basket, which would not be the way that I would want to leave a cruise ship.
Now, here again, looking to the future here, I'm assuming that, because the ship lost power, mm-hmm. and it was, by all intents and purposes, the cruise line's fault, more than likely. I don't know if it was weather-related.
Well, yeah.
Will there be... People going to get, is it voucher time?
It'll be voucher city. There'll be vouchers flying around like candy. I'm sure, because people in the travel industry don't ever like to give cash refunds. Heaven forbid they want you to. You've had such a miserable time on this cruise. Here's an opportunity to take another one cheap. That's kind of interesting. But anyways, they got about 400 and some odd people off of the 1,300 that were on board, crew and passengers. Now the ship apparently has power back, so they have stopped evacuating people by helicopter, and they are moving the ship to shore. So the Red Cross in Norway is on duty and helping to get the people accommodated and stuff like that. I mean, because you got to leave all your stuff. If you're leaving in a helicopter, you're not taking, you know, the emotional support animal with you and whatever else, your husband or whatever else. Shifting gears quickly from sinking cruise ships, red light district tours in Amsterdam. Thomas, have you ever been to Amsterdam?
I have not.
If you've been there, you would know that there is a red light district in Amsterdam that's open sort of to the public.
I have heard.
Sex workers are allowed to. Ladies can set up shop, and they generally have a window with a light in it, and it gives them a chance to display themselves and let people know that they're available for whatever it is
they
that
actually
looking for.
They actually do use a red light.
They do use red lights.
So that's
in the
why
windows.
my wife, when I had the red light bulb and the green light bulb that I wanted to put up at Christmas time, she had a fit about me putting the red light out on front of our house. I'm going, honey, that doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah, except that the wife has become a madam. The number of people who go to the red light district in Amsterdam has become a problem. And here's the reason it's a problem. A lot of people are going there on tours, walking tours and the like. Well, so the streets get crowded. And that's all fine and good. But the people who are working, who are in those windows, the more gawkers there are, the fewer customers there are. So what in effect happens is these people have no way of monetizing the tourists on the street. So they're hurting their business. Does this make sense to you?
Does, yes. So
in Amsterdam, they are creating a rule that starting at the first of the year next year, you will no longer be able to offer guided tours to tourists in the red light district. So you'll have to go there unguided on your own.
There you go.
Heaven forbid. Some Las Vegas resorts are cutting fees to increase visitation. You know those nasty resort fees that keep going up and we keep marveling at them? Well, they've gone up so much, and now the economy is starting to turn just the tiniest of bits. People are looking at that and saying, well, gee, you know, the room rate is $89 and the resort fee is $45 and I got to pay to park, and maybe not. So some resort, some Las Vegas resorts are cutting resort fees and or parking fees for selected times to try to increase visitation. So perhaps the consumer is winning just a little bit. You go out on a tour or you go someplace to a great wildlife area and you see some amazing wildlife and you take pictures of it and you post those pictures on your social media and you think to yourself, wow, this is really cool. And you get lots of likes and people are commenting on it, how cool it is where you are to seeing giraffes or lions or tigers or bears or whatever it is. And inadvertently, in some cases, by posting those things to social media, you're doing the animals a huge disservice. And so I wanted to call this to folks' attention. I find this to be really, really interesting. This is Banda Sherwin of African Travel Incorporated says that poachers are now using unsuspecting tourists to hunt their prey. While on safari, tourists post photos of animals to social media sites, not realizing that embedded within the post or the photo is a geotag containing the GPS location of the photo or the poster.
Yeah, quite oftentimes, people will intentionally indicate where they are with their friends looking at these animals in a location, and now you've flagged where a poacher could go and find the animals.
And in many cases, these are people who have inadvertently flagged these animals, who are people who are conservationists in their own right and perhaps would not want to intentionally do anything to hurt these animals. So it's something to be aware of if you're a person who goes out, particularly, and now I'm not talking about the deer by the side of the road or something like that. Not by the side of the road. That would be a deer that wasn't moving anymore. If you get someplace that's a designated wildlife area, I'm not talking about a wildlife park now where the animals are somewhat captive roaming in a free area, but I'm talking about an African safari or something like that, because obviously this is something that can damage, be of a hazard to the animals. Justin Bieber doesn't make the Travel Guys show very often. In fact, I can't remember him ever being part of a news headline here before ever.
What do you got?
You know, we're talking about overcrowding in tourism.
Yeah.
So Justin Bieber, the Bieber effect is very real for tourism in Iceland. One of the beautiful canyons
there. You said the Bieber effect. It cracks me up.
Bieber did a music video for a song called I'll Show You. Uh-huh. And it was one of the canyons in Iceland played a starring role in this video. And what has happened is that many of Mr. Bieber's fans are going to this location. So many of them are going that the location, the canyon, has now been closed to visitors. Just to give you a perspective, the video has been viewed more than 400 million times on YouTube. Before the video made its debut, this canyon in Iceland, which I will not attempt to pronounce for you, we'll just call it a canyon in Iceland, got 150,000 visitors a year. In 2018, that number swelled to 282,000, nearly double. And we've talked about this before. That may not seem a little less than 1,000 people a day might not seem like a huge number, but for many of these places in Iceland, they have virtually no infrastructure. The vegetation, they're giving it a chance to recover. So the area has been closed for 3 months due to the Bieber effect.
He said it again, the Bieber effect.
The Bieber effect. Chick-fil-A has been banned from the San Antonio airport. San Antonio has decided that the Georgia-based fast food restaurant will not be allowed to set up in their airport. It comes on the heels of a vote by the city's district council to approve new concession agreements. They decided that the official statement here? The company's history includes support of charities that are not included, considered to be inclusive. In 2012, Chick-fil-A said that they would stop doing that. Apparently, they have not. And so in this case, the San Antonio airport folks say that they are not going to allow Chick-fil-A to set up in their airport.
Wow.
So there you have it.
There you go. I'm going to be in that airport a week from yesterday.
Decisions have consequences.
I won't look for Chick-fil-A.
Well, here's the other deal is that Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday, and I'm not saying anything bad about Chick-fil-A necessarily. I'm just saying you're in an airport, and on Sunday the concession is closed, and you're there on a Sunday. It seems a little strange to me that the airport would allow a concession to set up that closes one day of the week, unless, of course, the airport was closed one day a week, which it's not. Want to go relive the Game of Thrones? There is a tour company now. We have posted a link to this at travelguysradio.com. CIE Tours International will take you on tours ranging from the rolling hills of Winterfell in Belfast, Northern Ireland, to the icy chill from beyond the wall in Iceland. CIE Tours, the leading resource for everything connected to the Game of Thrones, which is about to begin its last season. Thinking about taking a trip to Europe on a low-cost carrier this summer? Think again, please. If you are thinking of flying on WOW or Norwegian Airlines, be very careful. Both of these airlines have had financial difficulties over the winter season. WOW has just lost a key investor. They both fly out of Europe and Iceland, so be careful. Norwegian Air and WOW, if you buy a ticket from them, I don't care what the price is. It's buyer beware. If you paid $10 for it and the airline ain't flying, it's not going to help you. And finally, Florida's Melbourne Airport. This has become somewhat common, Tom, for airports in kind of the vicinity to use the name of the destination that might attract more people. So Melbourne is about an hour and a half's drive from Orlando. So imagine if Sacramento started calling our airport the Sacramento San Francisco International Airport. Well, the folks in Melbourne have been for a couple of years using the name Orlando, word Orlando in their name. So they've been trying to work this out for a couple of years and haven't worked it out. So now the Orlando airport is suing the Melbourne airport for using Orlando in its name. And the Melbourne airport people are saying, well, heck, Manchester, New Hampshire says that they're the greater Boston area airport. And there are lots of other people who do that. So they're saying, you know, what's wrong with this? And the folks in Orlando, that's where they have the $5.99 service stations right next to the airport where you're returning the rental car, but I'm not bitter.
Well, Mark, you should know not to wait to fill up any gas station close to an airport.
Close to an airport. That's your travel news for today. Let's get out of here, take a quick break, and come back and talk about how you can keep from happening to you what happened to me this week.
That's next. It's Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, the Travel and Entertainment Guys, every Sunday 3 to 4. Remember now, travelguysradio.com to follow along. Well, Mark, it's been quite a week for you. We've been teasing it. It looks like you got hacked.
I did.
Tell us, how did this happen?
Last weekend, I woke up, and on Sunday morning...
That's a good start.
It's a good start, yeah. And I had a little email in my email that said, thank you for your gift card purchase.
Mm-hmm.
It was from e-gift cards, and the only significant thing was I hadn't made an e-gift card purchase.
Flag.
Yeah. So I was a little suspicious, but I didn't, much to my regret, react right away. It wasn't until I got a flag from Hilton Credit Card about 4 hours later saying, did you make this charge? And I hadn't made that charge.
Mm-hmm.
So then I said, aha, something is definitely up here. And so what had happened is that hackers somehow, and we haven't figured out yet, but somehow had gotten into my email. And so this is critical piece of information. The first thing we're going to tell people here is do not use your email logon for your username for anything that you log into. If your email is tom@kfbk.com.
Don't use that.
Do not use that ever.
As a username.
Ever. As a username, use an account number, make up something else, but don't let it be something that is part of your email. So anyway, these folks get into my email address. And what happens is if you're using your username, your email name as your username, then what happens is they go to Hilton and they enter my username is Mark SLT. So they enter that into the computer, and then it says forgot. Then they say forgot password.
Mm-hmm. And they change the password to something they can use.
So Hilton sends them a link to allow them to change the password. Mm-hmm. And where do they send that link?
to your email address that they have.
So they're waiting there for that link. And as soon as that link comes in, which is usually just a few seconds, then they use that to change the password. And now they're into your account. So they can now, any place where your email is your username, they're going to be able to access all of your information. So they got into my, the other thing that they do is they make small purchases. So a dollar on a gift card, they'll transfer 1,000 miles to some place to see if it goes through. And then if it does, they'll come back for the kill. So these guys were able to get about 40,000 miles out of my United account and make some charges on the Hilton credit card and create some other havoc in some other places before we were able to put a guardrail around them and kind of narrow down where it was coming from. I still don't know how they got into my email. But another thing that we want to tell folks is, besides not using your email address as your username, get two-step verification on your email address for sure. Because that way, when someone logs into your account from a different location that your email provider doesn't recognize, they will send you a code that says, use this code, we don't recognize where you're logging in from. And if you're not the guy logging in, when they send you that code, this happened a couple of times to me after we cleaned up the accounts, I got codes that told me these guys were trying to get into some of my accounts again. But they couldn't, because now they couldn't get back into the email to get the code, if this is clear as mud to people. But the key is two-step verification. If you're out there and there's anything you take away from this whole rant, two-step verification, especially on your email or for any account where you have a large number of miles or points.
Now, this may not be something that you know, but is that something that pretty much all of the email providers will give you?
Most of them
whether
now.
Whether it's AOL or SBC Global or Gmail or whatever?
The simple answer to that is yes. Almost everybody provides two-step verification because almost everybody realizes that this is a hole.
Okay.
And so this keeps them from being able to do that. And anytime that you get something that says, thank you for your purchase, be immediately suspicious of it. It could be spam. It could be somebody trying to hack your account, but it also could be legit. So it's got to be a red flag, and you've got to go. If you get a couple of red flags like I did, then it's time to take some action, because the longer you wait and the deeper they get into things, the harder it's going to be.
I'm going to have a couple of questions for you when we come back from the news, but let's let folks know about our little contest that we got coming up.
Oh, let's do. After the news, give us a call, 921-1530, 916-921-1530, or 800-834-1530. We're going to take some calls after the news. What we're looking for is five things, according to this list that we have. There are lots of things that you could probably make an argument for taking on a plane, but we have a list of five things. If you can provide at least two of them, you'll get a $25 gift card. If you are the person who gives us the fifth one, all five of them, or just the last one, you'll win a $100 Macy's gift card. 921-1530, 800-834-1530, next. Welcome back. You are listening to The Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano.
Yay!
Brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Follow along with us at TravelGuysRadio.com. All right, we're going to give away some gift cards here.
And what do you got?
The numbers to call are 916-921-1530.
Oh, that's easy.
And 800-834-1530. What we're looking for is five things that will make you more comfortable traveling on an airplane. Now, there probably are 30 or 40 or 200 things, but we have a specific list here. I won't tell you where it's from, because then you'd look it up and have all five answers.
There you go.
But we have five specific items here. If you can hit at least two categories, you'll win a $25 gift card. And if you are the person who names the last one or all five, then you'll win a $100 gift card from Macy's.
This is easy.
You have the answers in front of you.
Oh, okay. But even if I didn't have them, it's not just things that make you comfortable, but things that you would normally want to have.
Yeah, exactly.
Want to have when you travel.
Exactly. So 921-1530, 800-834-1530, and in just a minute, we will go to the phones and take some calls and see if we can give some prizes away. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, the takeaway from our conversation before we went to the news, you were hacked.
Yeah.
Somebody got a hold of your everyday email address, and you're still
and obviously the password.
Yes, and did you find out from your provider AOL any information as to how they were able to obtain your email address and get a hold of your very first password?
Not yet, but those of us, the seven of us who are still on AOL after all these years.
My wife,
and
four, five
Stephanie
others.
And I, five others. AOL charges for, you can pay them for their internet service and under some of their programs, and I do, and they provide you with some extra protection. So needless to say, having paid AOL for a number of years, for this protection, somebody got into my account. I'm looking for AOL to at least tell me what happened and how can we avoid this from happening again. But I will say, those of us who travel are throwing our numbers and our cards out there all over the place. So again, as we were saying before the news, that two-step verification is something that you really, really, really want to consider, and also not using your email address as your username, because that makes it easier when somebody does get some of that information to mess things up for you. Okay, so we have a full bank of telephones here, and what we are doing, if you've just tuned in, is we're looking for callers to provide us to fill out this list of five things you must have for traveling on an airplane. We have a specific list.
Well, they're not necessarily must, but they're things that you would want.
Things you would want, yes. And so, if you can hit at least, you can tell us at least two of them. You'll hit a $25 gift card. If you are the person, if you name all five, or you're the person who names the fifth one, then we will give you a $100 Macy's gift card just for fun. Five must-haves for traveling on an airplane. All right, let's go to our first caller. Is Pete in Rancho Cordova. Pete, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hi there.
Hi, Pete. Welcome to the program. We're about ready here. We haven't opened the prize closet yet. Do we do that now?
Oh,
or do we
that probably
later?
Should do that before we talk to Pete there.
Okay.
Open the prize closet and let's see what we have down in there. Oh, okay.
Been a while since it's been opened.
There's a Macy's card. There's a $25 C's gift card. I see another one for another $25 one for Whole Foods. We're good. We're good.
All right,
here.
All right. Pete, you're about ready to head on out and take a plane trip to your favorite destination. You're going to have to grab five things to make sure that trip goes well. What are the, give me an item that you would want to make sure you have with you.
Well, I obviously have to have my evidence of my airline ticket.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Well, but Pete, forget about that. We're talking about being comfortable on the plane.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well,
we're assuming that you have your ID and your airline ticket. So now you're through security. And what items do you have to make yourself more comfortable on the airplane?
Well, I'm going to have something to entertain myself, whether it be a technological device or a book or something like that.
There you go. That's good. That's one. Entertainment. Yes, absolutely. Keep going, Pete.
And what I should do and don't hardly ever do is take a list of my credit card contacts, because if my wallet gets stolen, I need to cancel the credit card.
Oh, probably a good idea, Pete, but not something that would help you be more comfortable on an airplane. So so sorry about that one. But so far we have entertainment.
Entertainment.
Pete got entertainment, so now we need our next caller. Let's go to Celia in Rancho Cordova. Celia, we're asking for things that will make you more comfortable on an airplane. Pete said entertainment. We got that. We have four more things we're looking for.
I'm going to say a neck pillow.
A neck pillow. Perfect.
Okay. So
we got
entertainment and a neck pillow. So does that qualify her as winning?
No, she's got to get another one here to get the consolation prize.
I'm just working for you there,
Celia. All right.
Celia.
What else you got, Celia?
I'm going to say noise-canceling headphones.
Oh, that's a great idea, but it's not one of the ones on our list, Celia. Sorry. Thank you for calling and for being a listener. Let's go to Jared in Gold River and see what Jared has for us. Jared, we've got neck pillows and entertainment so far. What are the other three things we're looking for to make you comfortable on an airplane?
How about a snack?
Yay. That's good. We need two more.
Bottle of water.
A bottle of water, that qualifies also. That's four.
Disinfectant wipes?
Oh, What are you looking over my shoulder?
Oh, Frank, any more? Give us one more, Frank.
Jared.
Jared, I'm sorry.
He already had entertainment, huh?
Yep.
Maybe a blanket.
I think that would be an excellent choice. All right. Jared is our winner.
Jared, you knocked him out of the park.
You knocked him right out of the park there, buddy. Okay.
Is there a camera in here? You don't have the Wi-Fi camera on you.
No.
Way to go, Jared.
Neck pillow, snacks, disinfectant wipes. Tom's wife would have those for sure.
Number one.
A water bottle and entertainment. And as we said, there probably are 100 zillion other things that you would bring with you on an airplane to make yourself more comfortable. But those were the five that we're looking for. Five must-haves for traveling on a plane that came from TravelPulse.com, which often is the provider of a number of our news stories. Hang on the line, Jared, and we will get your information. Luis will get your information, and we'll get that gift card out to you. Thank you very much for calling, and thanks to the other folks who called in. We had several more on the line who are waiting to add to our list here. What do you take on an airplane to make yourself comfortable?
Well, let's see. Entertainment, I take something there. I do not take a neck pillow. Definitely snacks. We always have our disinfectant wipes. Water bottles, some of the time, not always.
Empty the bottle and then fill it up on the other side of security guy?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
That seems like a lot of trouble.
I'll usually acquire some water on the plane.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I know that's not a good idea unless it comes in a bottle.
Unless it comes in a bottle, yeah.
I always have to have, she brought it up, I got to have headphones.
You know,
because regardless of what kind of entertainment you're going to have, whether you're going to be using your phone to, you know, look at the free movies and news, or you actually downloaded some stuff on your device. But, you know, we've talked a lot about this, about people who will bring their entertainment and then blare it all over the plane because they didn't bring headphones.
Well, and Jared hit the last three of those there, and I was going to give extra credit here for 5B if someone had brought this one up and had said it's besides bringing something electronic for entertainment, the electronic systems on planes that show you movies and stuff like that are not the most dependable on the planet.
No, that's why they're free.
Thanks goodness the planes are more dependable than the electronic system. So it mentioned, you know, bring something non-electronic such as a book or a magazine or a crossword puzzle.
There you go.
In case that's not working. So
How about you, Mr. Travel Guy all the time? What's the top five for Mr. Mark Hoffman?
I have noticed that on airplanes, that maybe it's just because I'm getting a little older, I guess, and my skin is getting thinner or something like that. I don't know. But I tend to get cold. And some planes have somewhere the air is coming in by your feet. And so especially on Southwest, the bottom half of my body, below that. So I have a blanket that I stole. I was in American Airlines in first class one time, and they had really nice blankets. And so I took one with me. And true confessions right here on the radio. And because they're a lot better than the United blankets. The United blankets you can see through. The American blanket was a little better.
Right.
So you can wrap that around, you know,
That's
your lower extremity. So I have a small blanket in my backpack.
There you go. My wife has, and I can't recall where she got it, but it's a blanket that folds itself into a pillow.
Mm.
So, you know, you have it and it's folded in such a way that it has kind of a cuff or a pocket. So when you're pulling your luggage, you can actually take the entire pillow. And when you extend out the handle for your luggage, you can slide it over it. And it's a good place to carry it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you've gotten rid of your luggage, it's easy to carry. And it's a combo pillow or snuggly blanket.
I have purchased probably at least a dozen neck pillows for airplanes, and I have yet to find one that doesn't leave me with a pain in the neck, literally, or that actually works. And now we've got these, you know, airline seats that only go back an inch or something like that. So you basically have to be able to sleep sitting up.
The most disappointing part about losing the MAX 800s, and the newer of the Southwest planes was they had finally come up with a headrest that was flexible in that you can grab a hold of it and you can pull it on each side. and it wraps around your head and kind of holds your head in place. So when you lean back, is your 1 inch that you get, it's way more comfortable than the standard go-nowhere headrests on all the other planes.
Yeah, see, I'm 5'8", so those headrests were built, what are you, about 5'10", 5'11"?
5'10", yeah.
Yeah, so those headrests were built for you. Because those of us who are below the headrest level or above the headrest level, I'm sure some guys get a nice neck massage. I get the crown of my head that fits in there. And then, of course, there's us head floppers, you know, when your head flops forward all the time when you're flying. And then you've got people like Clayton Whitehead, who gets on an airplane and sometimes can be asleep before they get to the runway.
Wow.
Has to be woke up on the other end because the plane has landed and it's time to get off the airplane. So, yes. What's the one thing not to bring on an airplane?
One thing not to bring on an airplane. Wow, that's a great question. Stinky food.
Thank you very much. That's exactly, you know,
garlic fries.
Tuna fish.
Yeah.
Any kind of fish.
I hate garlic fries at the Golden One Arena at a Kings game. We were there the other night, and just the row in front of us, you know, the 5-6 young people, somebody came with a basket that looked like 10 pounds of garlic fries, and it just walking through, I thought I was going to have to leave.
Or the people who eat 10 pounds of garlic fries the day before they're going to fly on the airplane.
Yeah, so stinky food, don't bring that on the plane.
Yeah, don't bring either stinky food or stinky people. Those would be I think we could include both of those. Whether you just forgot to shower, brush your teeth, or last night you had the most exotic meal that you've ever had in your life, and we could tell you what was on the menu just by sniffing you. So anyways, those are the two things, but I'm glad we agreed on the food thing. Mm-hmm. It's really and truly be nice and to the fellow people that you're flying with, and bring something, you know, plain yogurt on the plane or something like that.
Don't I see the mailbag right there next to you?
You do. And I've got all kinds of questions here that folks have been sending in. Here's one about Spirit Airlines. Somebody's asking about pets. About sending unaccompanied children on flight. I got all kinds of stuff here.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a little short break, and when we come back, we're going to hit the mailbag, answer some questions, make you a smarter traveler right here on The Travel Guys.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when.
Travel and Entertainment Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, every Sunday, 3 to 4. You can find us at TravelGuysRadio.com. And
every Sunday?
Yes, every Sunday, believe it or not.
I'm going to have to put that on my calendar.
52 weeks. The only time we have not been on is if we're unfortunately preempted by breaking news. And fortunately, recently, that has not occurred.
And we have, in all the years that we've been doing this, which you point out is more than I thought, we've only had one or two repeat shows, too. I mean, this is all new stuff every week.
This is true.
Yes.
By the way, if you go to TravelGuysRadio.com, besides the Bieber thing and the red light district thing and there's other stuff.
Yeah.
7 airports with free layover tours.
Oh, that's the thing Gwen was talking about last week.
Yeah, you can go there and it'll take you right to information about that. And if you're looking at any information in regards to the what's going on with the Boeing 737 MAX 8 or whatever, details about that is there on TravelGuysRadio.com.
There's a great article there, too, that I posted at TravelGuysRadio.com about finding the right small group tour for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because people these days like to travel in smaller groups. We know this at Sports Leisure Vacations. We know that from surveying our customers and looking at other surveys that 18 to 20 people in a group is about what people like to travel with, but the smaller the group, the greater risk that one or two people within the group will have influence over the entire group. In other words, you get somebody who's really not a nice person to travel with, or somebody who, for whatever reason, is, you know, they're a stinky person or whatever it is, and you've got a very small group, it's a lot harder to avoid that person at meals or activities. Whereas if you're in a group of 25 or 30 people, that you can maneuver. Yeah.
Yeah. I would have never.
Really interesting. But it talks together about, it's a whole article there. And it's really a very good article. Tips for identifying the right small tour group for you. So go to Travel Guys Radio and check that out. All right. Speaking of the website, you can put a comment there. You can ask a question. Folks do. I get a number of them every week.
I think I'm going to do one right now. I'm right here. So can I have next Sunday off to travel to see to San Antonio. My daughter? Good. Okay.
Yeah,
there you
okay,
go.
Okay. Yeah. Is that you sent that in?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Can I get an answer?
Not till the program's over.
Oh, okay.
5 minutes? You think you can hold on?
All right.
All right. Anyway, going to the mailbag here. I heard you talking about Spirit Airlines coming to Sacramento. You told people not to fly them. I agree. Here's my story. So this
is the vice president of Spirit Airlines.
I'm going to have to give you the Reader's Digest condensed version of this. But basically, this lady flew with Spirit Airlines, and she was given she on each flight they have a special. If you pull your tray table down and you've got the sticker on it, you win 5,000 Spirit miles. Which, under certain circumstances, if you have their credit card and you're flying the right route, would be enough for a free round trip. So that's the way they tell you, you've won a free round trip. Well, except that, as this lady explains, the round trip is only good for 90 days. You have to register the miles within 14 days or you lose them. You have to use the certificate or the miles within 90 days or you lose them. This is not unusual for these airlines, Spirit, Frontier, more and more. They give you a cruise line, gives you a certificate. You had a lousy cruise and you complain and they say, oh, well, here's a $500 voucher off of your next cruise. But the problem is you now have to go back and do business with that cruise line that you didn't have a good experience with.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving you a $500 voucher and expecting you to buy a $2,000 product. So at the end of the day, who's really winning there?
Mm-hmm.
The whole Spirit Airlines, if an airline offers you a voucher, I don't care what airline it is, you want to know how long is it good for and how can I use it? What kind of restrictions are there on that voucher? Because they know that vouchers are not money. Okay, here's another one. When I checked in for my United flight yesterday, a notice came up asking if I wanted to bid on compensation for giving up my seat. Never seen that before. I've seen this. American is using it too. Delta could be, for all I know. What the airlines are doing is you were on a flight that was oversold. They were being proactive and asking you, what would you take to give up your ticket? So you go in and you enter a number. You say, mm-hmm. I would take a $300 voucher or a $500 voucher, or I'll only take cash, which will put you at the bottom of the list for reasons we just talked about. So if you want to be, if you're going to bid on compensation for giving up your seat in advance, mm-hmm. the airline will notify you and you wouldn't even have to go to the airport and you would have your vouchers or your different flight. Be careful on those things, though, because if they're high usage period, there might not be another seat available for a day or two. Or if they're one of these airlines that don't fly the same routes every day, then you might find yourself several days. So again, you're bidding for something you want to know when you give up your seat, when you can go. Also, this system is being used to sell people first class seats now by offering you sometimes the opportunity to bid on a first class seat when you are checking in if some are available. Next question here from the mailbag. My two children, ages 9 and 11, will be flying this summer to see their father, or they are flying alone. Which airline would you recommend? That's a really good question. I did some homework, went on the different, the major five major airline websites and tried to determine. I didn't see a clear winner there. And I see unaccompanied minors flying, and in the summertime, there's more of them flying. The fact that there's two of them is a good thing, I think. And the fact that they're 9 and 11, they're old enough to be aware of their surroundings and stuff like that. I would tell you that the most user-friendly airline out there is Southwest. So if there are no other compelling reasons to fly one carrier or not fly another one, I would say Southwest is the one to put the kids on. Also, the frequency is better. So if something happens, their flight doesn't go, you're talking about this summer. By then, the MAX 8 planes will be back in the sky, and hopefully all of this stuff will be behind us. We got time for another one here. Is it my imagination or hotels raise the point levels needed for a free room? Seems like every time I try to redeem points for a room, it costs more than the last time. This is true. Marriott has undergone a huge devaluation recently. Hilton hasn't done one for a couple of years. Hyatt did one last year. Also, they're floating the point levels needed now. A hotel used to be 20,000 points or 50,000 points all the time. You could depend on that. Now the hotel may be 20,000 if there's a lot of rooms available, or 50,000 if it's a peak period. So is that fair? No. Are the points worth less than they were before? Yes. Do you still belong to those programs? Yes, because you get free internet and some other things, so it's worth going to. I have some more here about pets and some other stuff, but we'll save them for the next mailbag.
Oh, next week we'll do it. Yep. All right. Let's see. Next week, if it's okay, if I get approved.
If you get approved?
Your time off request? I did a request. Thank you very much. Steve LaRosa will be here with a What's Going On and filling in for me. Gwen Duncan's going to join us. You know what Gwen's going to talk about?
We're going to talk about what happens if your travel agent doesn't pay for, you pay the travel agent and the travel agent doesn't pay the vendor, then what happens?
So
we'll talk about a situation like that next week here. So you have a good trip to San Antonio.
Thank you.
Dance like nobody's watching. And we'll see you next week. Steve and I will.
All right. Stay well, my friends. See you next time.
The traveler is always
or the time after
town.
That.
He never